Number one, you train yourself aerobically, your lungs will operate much more efficiently, which means it'll take less energy to get more energy. Number two, your blood vessels become enlarged with aerobic exercise and they're more pliable, and that reduces resistance to blood flow. Now, why would it be valuable to have the blood flow with less resistance? More oxygen, more energy, also less possibility of a heart problem, exactly. Third, your blood supply will increase, especially your red blood cells. Remember I told you earlier? The average man can increase his blood supply by a quart through aerobic exercise. One additional quart in your blood through aerobic training. One quart. That's like having this big chunk of energy and oxygen most people never dream of having. You're walking around with it. I personally think I have two quarts. Four, aerobic training makes health a healthier body tissues because they're supplied with more oxygen, so the tissues are better. So your skin gets better, for example, right? It does wonders for your heart. It helps you eat better and digest better and eliminate waste better. When you're exercising, do you think that stimulates your colon and system better, yes or no? If you're exercising aerobically, like for me, this seminar for me is not aerobic. It's aerobic most of the time, but I'm going, I'm cranking, I'm talking, they're not getting enough oxygen. So at the end of this 3-day period, I can feel it. It's a very different thing with a 4-day period. So I'll go off and the first thing I'll do tomorrow is go on a nice, slow, simple jog, breathing and feeling. In between, I'll bounce on a rebounder that stimulates my lymph flow because I'm making huge anaerobic demands. And I've been doing the same with you to get this job done here. It's not like you never go anaerobic. It's just you know what to do to keep your body in balance, which is what health is all about. Does that make sense? Okay. And lastly, and I put these answers in for you, it'll help you sleep better. If you have sleep problems, go do this aerobic exercise. You have oxygen. One of the reasons people toss and turn all night is they don't have all the oxygen flowing through the body because they're stuck full of stuff they're clogged their body with. The body's working overtime trying to get oxygen to there. You're not efficient. And when you're sleeping, now you're really troubled because there's no lymph flow. So all those toxins are inside there and your cells are screaming. And that's why you toss and turn and try and move yourself to get some oxygen flow and move the lymph. If you don't sleep well at night, I guarantee you're toxic. And what you got to do is make sure you breathe, start cleansing, drink, start cleansing, and make sure you got some aerobic exercise, minimum 4 times a week. Some of you know a little bit about BMR, your basal metabolic rate, where your body basically gets trained, your metabolism gets trained. Aerobic exercise is the only thing we know that consistently will change your metabolic rate. So now, less effort causes you to metabolize more. Now, let me tell you something that's interesting. If you're really overweight right now, you're a sugar burner, no question. You burn sugar, not fat. Number two, it will, when you go out to exercise, that skinny person for the same amount of exercise will burn more fat than you will. You go, they're just lucky. No, their metabolism is trained. But let me tell you the good news. You, with training, will burn much more than they will through time. You have to make this conversion, which takes time from burning sugar to burning fat. And it only happens when you continually exercise for a minimum of 20 minutes in aerobic rate. And when I say 20 minutes, here's what you do. You don't jump on and run. You have a minimum of 12 minutes of warm-up. This is the thing I had to really discipline myself to do because one, I didn't want to take the time, and two, it felt stupid to walk slowly or do whatever it is. But you're gonna have to do a warm-up because you have to give the body the time to adjust, start mobilizing to burning fats. And if you do something fast, when we need fast energy, what source of energy do you go for, fat or sugar? Which one does the body do? Sugar, because it needs a quick burst. So you gotta make sure you start your exercise slowly and gently, a 12-minute warm-up. Then you go for your 20 minutes or more of aerobic, right? Then you go beyond that and you have a warm down of 10 to 12 minutes. Because some people exercise like crazy and then they stop. And what happens is the blood pools in your muscles and creates more toxicity in there. So you gotta make sure that you have a chance to get the toxicity out. How do you do that? You lower your intensity and you breathe. A good time to do your diaphragmic breaths, and you walk and you move and you warm down. How many are willing to commit for the next 10 days, that you'll have 5 days of some form of aerobic movement in your body that lasts more than 30 minutes? Say aye. Great. Then hug the person next to you and whisper in their ear, I have aerobic power.